Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about. Here we go. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. Here we go. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also be a part of the show by pressing the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions on today's episode. Of course, it's Free Fall Friday, and the it's Free Fall Friday. Man, I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize deeply for that. I don't know why I'm sneezing, but there it is. But it's Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in and give your comments or opinions. Now, because it's Free Fall Friday, that means that you can call in and you can talk about any subject that you want. Okay? Free Fall Friday. Today is the listeners' show. And again, you can follow the show on Facebook, on Twitter. Just Google my name or search for my name on Facebook. And you can look for us on Twitter at W Show, Frank W Show. So if you are on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. What that means is whenever I have a show or put out show notes on a show, you'll be one of the first to get those show notes. So you'll know what the show's about or the title of the show, and then you can start thinking. All right. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. So let's get into this. Today's word of the day is adjure. Adjure is a verb. And the first meaning is to command solemnly under or as if under oath or penalty of a curse. Okay, to command solemnly under or as if under oath or penalty of a curse. The second meaning is the urge or advice, to urge or advise earnestly, to urge or advise earnestly. That is a jewel. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. All right? Let's see. Let's get our little undertone music going here. Hey, get it. Yeah. I'm ready. There it is. So, again, today is Free Fall Friday. You guys can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. And today's message from me, from your host, is who needs marriage? Okay. And what I wanted to talk about is the pros and the cons that are associated with being married. All right. And what, you know, when I think about marriage, the first thing I think about is my wife. Okay. I've been married to my wife now for 28 years. That's longer than some of you guys have been, you know, have been living. And this one young lady at work, she said she was 26 years old. Well, she's 26. I've been married for 28 years. You know, I've been married longer than she's been living. Right. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. Right. And that's the way it is. But you know, when you think about it, 28 years, that's a long time. But when you have someone in your life that's the person that you depend on the most, that's your best friend. And when you think about it, you know, when you were about to get married, let's say that, and I had a nice church wedding, and so when you think about it, and you're waiting on your soon to be wife to walk down the aisle, you think about and you start to, you take her hand and you hold her hand and you think about it. You say these are the hands of your best friend. They're young and they're strong and full of love for you, okay, that are holding yours. And, you know, her hands are holding my hands, and it's our wedding day. You know, and as you promise to love each other, you know, today, tomorrow, and forever, you say, you thinking that these are the hands that will work alongside my hands. And together, we're going to build a future for ourselves. And that's what marriage, you know, is about. And you say, you know, as you holding her hands, you're thinking, these are the hands that will, you know, passionately love and cherish you through the years. And, you know, with the slightest of touch, you know, they comfort you like no other. Okay. And you say these are the hands that will hold on to you when fear or grief, you know, gets in your mind. And these are the hands that will, you know, countless times wipe tears from your eyes, you know, tears of sorrow, tears and tears of joy. Okay. And you think these are the hands that will tenderly hold your children. Okay. These are the hands that will help you to hold your family together as one. You know, these are the hands that'll give you strength when you need it. And then these are the hands that will, even when wrinkled in your old age, will still be reaching for yours, still be trying to give, still giving you the same, you know, tenderness with just a touch. And, you know, that's what marriage is about. And marriage is not unflawed. I mean, it's not cut and dry. It's part of life that you chose to do. Okay? And it's, you know, it's usually flawed by the respective limitations and imperfections of the individuals who get into the relationship. And it offers couples the hope that they're, you know, mutual commitment to one another will help them to build a life together. That'll be, you know, they'll be together and they can do things for forever and get through things together, even the hard times. That's what it's about, you know. And you know, sometimes you don't have to look far for examples of good marriages, okay? But a lot of times, a lot of people come from single parent homes. So you didn't get that, which was me. I grew up in a single parent home. And although my dad wasn't there living with me physically. He was around, kinda, but he wasn't there all the time. So I leaned on my mom for everything. Okay, and she walked me through my childhood and through my teenage years, and she walked me through that, and she walked me through that the best that she could. But when I decided to get married, I really didn't have a role model, so to speak, to talk to or look up to as far as marriage goes. Okay? And marriage is not it's not a unflawed relationship. Marriage is a relationship, just like you're out here dating, dealing with other women every day, or vice versa. Women dealing with men every day, dating. Marriage is just another step that you say, I'm not gonna be dating all these different women anymore. Okay, because they say single men have at least 3 to 5 women in their in their stable. They have 3 to 5 women in their stable at a time. Okay, so I'm gonna empty my stable except for this one. Okay, and that's what marriage is about: finding that person, that one young lady or young man that you get along with, you guys like to do the same stuff, you guys are great together, the family likes you or likes him, and you start to feel like y'all can build a life together. That's what marriage is about. Marriage is about building a life together. You know, and then you think about having kids and this and that. Those are the things that kind of drew me into getting married. And, of course, I didn't want to be by myself. I didn't want to move into, I could have moved into an apartment and, had me a one-bedroom apartment or whatever and been fine with that. Go to work every day, do my thing. But to be accountable to someone and for someone to be accountable to you, that's something that I wanted. Okay. And then for my marriage, it was marrying my best friend. She was my best friend. We did everything together. I mean, still is my best friend, but we did everything together. And the family, took a hold of her. But marriage, that's what marriage is about. And a lot of marriages don't last. And they usually don't last because of money. Okay, and when I was married in the early years, even before we had kids, that was my oldest daughter is 22, so 22 years ago, after 5 or 6 years of marriage, we decided to have kids. Now we were making great money, well over $100,000 a year, and we were doing fine. Now sometimes people say that kids can get into you bring kids into a marriage and it can sometimes make the marriage or break the marriage, because you start to look to the kids more than you do your mate. And when you start overlooking your mate, look right over them to the kids or to your family or to your friends or whatever, that's when things start to go south. Or you guys are, you know, making money and then someone gets to the point where they, you know, they start draining the money out of the accounts. You're wondering what's going on. They may have a drug habit or alcohol habit or something may be wrong with that situation. And most marriages end because of finances. And it shouldn't be that way. When someone, when your spouse, you know, something happens with them financially, they supposed to be able to look to you, look to them, to their mate, to grab the ball, pick it up, and hold it up until you're able to get back on your feet and help hold the ball up too. That's what it's about. And vice versa. They should be able to they should do that for you. To walk out on your mate or on your spouse because of money, to me, this is just my opinion now. To me, that means that you didn't love that person from the start. That's what it means to me. If you walk out on her or you walk out on him because of money, that means that you didn't love that person in the beginning. That means that your whole thing was hanging on having money. And, you know, most of the time, that's the downfall of marriages. Okay? That's the downfall of marriages is money. Now, I've made money, I've lost money, you get back to making money again. But the time that I was down in between, you know, busting up my business and starting over. At that time, you know, my spouse grabbed the ball, picked it up, and ran with it. Held it up until I was able to get back on my feet. I never stopped, able to get back on my feet, and, you know, went for it again. And now, you know, I'm able to hold the ball up with her. That's what marriage is about. That's what marriage is about. And if you guys don't believe me, try it. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in. That's all I have for you today. Hey, take care of yourselves. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's the weekend, baby. Take care of yourselves. Have a great weekend and be safe. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
Wait. Three. Woo. Doing 80 in a 60 tick. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Ay. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind and I'm thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the outside. Hey.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out of the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even in the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 ticket, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they would still try to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you to right, set the light, make a left. Wait, and you already know. Parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money, cause I gotta do the show. Yeah. Go tell her that I'm home, and tell her I can't talk on the phone, cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 60 ticket, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she want it, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking up, they gonna make a plate. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay.